In the 1950s, Brooks, Fate magazine issued one of their monthlies that said that UFOs were coming out of the hollow earth like crazy. Remember that?
Yes. Not that I was alive in 1950, but I do remember that article.
When were you born?
I was born in 55.
Well, you were alive in the 50s then.
Well,
you're just too small to read a magazine. That's
too small.
Unless you
couldn't read until 1959.
Junior engineer who knew what he was doing at 9 years old then, or four or something like that. Now, we've had a past guest on. I'm going to try to get him back on again. He's been sick, but his name's Red Elk.
Uh-huh.
And he believes that there are reptoids, not humans, but reptoids living in the hollow earth. Have you heard that?
What I have heard is that there are at least 8 major races and as many as 200 minor races living in the interior of the earth. Some of them are off-worlders, and some of them are ancient civilizations that have lived here long before we got here. And they do travel in craft. Some of them can leave the planet. Some of them cannot. They just travel around the planet observing things. And it appears that recently, like since the mid-1940s, the activities of we, the surface dwellers, have been quite perturbing to those who live in the inner Earth, namely nuclear weapons testing and pollution and electromagnetic pollution among just a few. And we're doing terrible things to the sea, which happens to be common between the inner Earth and the surface dwellers. And so they are now, more than ever, coming to the surface and interacting with people who live on the surface. Some of them are trying to help, and some of them are actually maybe not involved in our best interests.
Once again, Brooks, just give me all the possibilities of what you think the inner Earth could look like.
It could have an ocean similar to the ocean we have, with its own marine life. But there's not going to be any day or night. And whereas we have an atmosphere that we fly above with our space shuttle somewhere around 230 miles, or fly an aircraft somewhere around 8 or 10 miles, or breathable atmosphere somewhere around 3 miles, we're talking an atmosphere with perhaps 750 miles of breathable atmosphere. That will change the ecology, the look, the totality of life on the interior of the Earth. And we're talking an ocean with no horizon, no stars, no nighttime, a complete, and also a third less gravity than we have here on the surface. It would be hugely different than what we see here.
What about vegetation? Would that be different?
Yes, I think so. The wavelengths of light that we're looking at in the visible range somewhere, I'd say between 900 nanometers and about 450 nanometers, would be conducive to giantism in plants. And if there's that kind of protein level, there's no reason to throw out the idea that there would be giantism in animals as well.
What about dinosaurs?
I think dinosaurs, yes. There would be no extinction event that we know of that would have occurred there. And there are literally thousands and thousands of mammoths that have been found somewhere around 80 miles in the ice in a circumference around this area that we're talking about going. Many ancient records and even some modern records suggest that the mammoths actually wander out of the center of the earth when there's an ice shelf. They get out about 80 miles and literally starve to death and freeze right there, and that's where their bones are found.
These entities that may be residing in the hollow earth, were they always there, or did they migrate there? Some kind of calamity may have occurred on the planet on the surface, and they all went there somehow?
Interesting question. Astrologically, or astronomically, we talk about how planets are formed, although we haven't really witnessed it because, well, we just don't have enough lifespan to watch it, so we speculate backwards. Where dust coagulates out of an accretion disk and forms a solid ball, and then that kind of revolves around the sun, and voila, you have a solar system. Although our solar system seems to indicate far more higher level of order than that. The gravity models don't seem to match that up. planets don't form as solid balls. They actually form as spheres. And if you look in the book of Genesis, you see very clean, clear language of the creation of a planet by dividing waters from waters, upper waters from lower waters. In other words, forming a crust in a water planet so that you have water on the inside and water on the outside, and then light is created on the inside. A lot of people don't know this, but when you look at the Genesis creation, it doesn't get a sun and a moon until the fourth day,
well,
but it still has light.